Here's a word for today
from Vision 180 magazine.
Whenever they measure themselves by their own standards or compare themselves among themselves, they show how foolish they are. That's from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. Does this sound familiar? You think your day was tough. I dealt with 30 complaining customers before lunch. It's easy to get sucked into the martyrs contest, where your problems are worse than everyone else's. And if you're not careful, it can overtake your life. The problem is when we compare ourselves and strive to make ourselves always look more hard done by than others, we can damage our relationship. So with that in mind, number one, be alert for unspoken pleas of encouragement. When your friends express frustration, don't counter with one-upmanship. Jesus said, "Listen, if you have ears." What your friend needs is assurance that they can handle the problem. Number two, express appreciation often. Envisage your friends wearing a sign that says, "Appreciate me." The fact that society is inclined towards taking people for granted and not honoring them for themselves doesn't give you the right to do the same. Jesus said, "Do to others what you would have them do to you." So appreciate others if you want to be appreciated. Number three, reinforce people's efforts to help. Don't criticize the way they do things. When you do, you guarantee they won't try to do it again. Think of a four-pronged fork. A, be respectful of another's work. B, recognize that while your jobs are different, they can both be difficult. C, be sensitive and flexible enough to help when it's not your job or your turn. D, outlaw the complaint, "I'm tired." It's counterproductive, and chances are you're all tired of hearing it.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.